Welcome to the Back in Time podcast with Kyle and JD, where every week we jump into our DeLorean, cruise to 88 miles per hour, and travel back in time to review our favorite films. Every week we talk about current cinema, the latest trailers, and we pick a new favorite film every single episode.
But I need a nuclear reaction to generate the 1.21 gigawatts of electricity.
1.21 gigawatts!
Don't say that! Never say that! Goonies never say die!
Now, here's your host, Kyle Autry, and his co-host, JD.
Welcome back to the Back in Time podcast. I am your host, Kyle Autry, joined as always by my co-host, JD. JD, how are you today?
I'm feeling a little bit saucy today, Kyle. I'm not going to lie to you. This episode is going to be quite exciting.
Would you have some pasta or something?
Is that the best you can come up with? Saucy pasta?
Yep, that's all I got.
All right, yeah, I'm just going to call you out on that one.
Well, yeah. Sometimes you throw some stuff against a wall, and sometimes you get kicked in the nuts.
Sometimes you feel like a nut. Sometimes you get stabbed.
Speaking of pasta sauce, you have a pretty good recipe, don't you? You told me you made better sauce than Olive Garden one time.
Oh, yeah. Definitely do.
Is that like Grandma DeSandro's recipe?
Yes, it definitely is a family recipe passed down generation to generation through the DeSandro / Franciosi family bloodline.
Okay, great. So it's not a bottle of like Ragu?
No, it's not, although okay. You definitely start it with that as a base if you so choose.
Definitely need to get that recipe. Anyway, you got me thinking about food, so there we go. Off in the wrong direction. You guys are listening to the teaser trailer episode. We're discussing the 1981 follow-up to Halloween 2. We're going to jump into that in just a minute. I want to thank you guys for hitting the download button on today's podcast. Just remember to rate, review, and subscribe. We're on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, YouTube. It's completely free. Just remember to click that little subscribe button. And that's going to help us continue to grow every single week. JD, let's talk about first memories of watching Halloween 2. What do you remember?
Oh, okay. So I know that this is a movie that I saw when I was younger. And I honestly don't remember much of it. And that most of my memories of this movie aren't until I rewatched it in college. And I loved the way that this movie just picks up where the last one leaves off. And carries on a lot of the themes. Like, to me, it just seems like part one and part two are just one long film. And I like watching them like that. And you know, in regards to where the franchise goes, it's a little disappointing to see what happens with part three, Season of the Witch, although many people will say that that on its own right is a fantastic film, which that... begs the question, will we review that or do we skip to part four next year?
You know what? I own Season of the Witch and I don't know that I've ever even watched it. I think I started it, realized that it didn't have Michael Myers in it, turned it off. Didn't give it a proper watch.
So maybe
I'd be up for it.
Maybe we don't even wait till next year. Maybe we do it sooner than next year.
Okay. Yeah, that could be a possibility. Let us know. Tweet at us. What do you guys think we should do Halloween 3 Season of the Witch? If you do, then we'll get it done.
Or do we skip it and go right to part 4?
Yep, either way.
That's a good poll question. We should put that up on Twitter and see what our audience says. Guys, we really need you to chime in. Is part 3 canon or is it skippable?
Okay. Good. Now, I'll give you my first memory real quick. This was a movie that I definitely would have caught a little bit later in life. I want to say probably around like 95, 96, somewhere in there. Once I hit about age 10, that's when I started watching the more adult movies. And this was a movie that my dad had on VHS. So I watched the first one, pissed my pants from that, and then went right into the sequel. And I don't remember being as frightened of Halloween 2. I'm interested to see how it plays out. I haven't watched this movie in a long time. Do you have any memories of like how this holds up compared to the original?
It's very on par with the original in terms of how it was filmed and aesthetic and all of that.
Yeah.
It's been a good number of years. I probably last watched it before Rob Zombie's Halloween 2 came out. Which, you know, fingers crossed, one day we can review the Rob Zombie movies, because I don't know where you stand, but I think he did a fantastic job with those.
I don't love his version of them, but I do like the movies. They're not my favorite in the franchise and canon, but I would rank them probably number one, number two, and then go the Zombies 2, and then go back to like 4, 5, 6.
I just love Rob Zombie so much. I think he's such a skilled filmmaker. So I'm partial because, you know, House of a Thousand Corpses probably lands in top 10 of my favorite movies all time.
Yeah, we should be getting some type of release from Three from Hell here pretty soon, right? I'm imagine it's got to be a trailer here with all these Halloween movies coming out.
Very excited for that.
I know Phantom Dark Dave was telling me that he went to a concert for Rob Zombie, and he's been playing the trailer at the concert.
Oh, that is so cool.
Yeah, but has not released it to the public yet.
Oh, that would be badass.
I wonder if it was if it's a studio trailer he's been showing, or one that he chopped up himself. Because I picture him as a very DIY director who's just going to take it upon himself to be like, I cut this trailer, here it is. You guys don't like it, I don't really care. And I'm going to show this at every concert.
Yeah, I could see that.
So let's go ahead and fire up the YouTube and let's take a look at this original trailer here. So if you type in Halloween 2, make sure you add 1981 behind it. If not, you're going to get the Rob Zombie version. Then type in original trailer. You'll be looking for the one that was uploaded by Movie Clips Classic Trailers. And we'll be looking for the one that's titled Halloween 2 Official Trailer Number 1. Donald Pleasance movie, 1981 HD. It has 189,000 views. I'll give a 3, 2, 1 click countdown and we can watch this together. JD, are you ready?
I am so ready for this.
All right, here we go. 3, 2, 1 click.
I shot him 6 times. I shot him in the heart. The man, he's not human.
Universal Pictures presents Halloween 2, More of the Night He Came Home.
Who is it?
There was nothing within him, neither conscience nor reason, that wasn't even remotely human.
Some kind of a joke? I've been trick-or-treated to death tonight.
You don't know what death is.
Janet, go tell Mr. Garrett we're having trouble with the phones.
There is no place to hide. He will always find you.
What's this?
It's a Celtic word. It means the Lord of the Dead.
JD, start us off here. What'd you think?
Yeah, I think that this is a very good trailer for 1981. We get our fantastic voiced guy making his return.
Yep.
It looks like the budget's been kicked up a little bit. It takes away a little bit to see that we're not trick-or-treating anymore. Most of the action seems to be taking place in a hospital. And we have an indestructible Mike Myers who just walks through a plate glass door.
I love the way that he does it too, because it, like, clearly it startles him, but he's like, can't fucking acknowledge that. I just gotta keep going.
Just
keeps going right through the glass. And kind of going back to last week, where I think Saw 2 did a great job of being like short, sweet, to the point. I felt like this one kind of carried on, but I'm also realizing it's 1981. It's not perfect. Trailers haven't evolved to what they are in the 2000s. So, I mean, for what it is, it's good. I would have liked to see more Jamie Lee Curtis. I feel like she's a bigger part of the sequel, unless I'm just not remembering it. I feel like it kind of all centered around her, no?
Yeah, I mean, she's the center of, like, the whole franchise, right? She's as big of a part as Michael Myers is.
Yeah, so I don't think she even came on screen until, like, minute 20 in. Yeah, that part was, like, a little bit of a head scratch. But, I mean, they were trying to establish, you know, the original and kind of piggyback off of that. So it's good. It wasn't my favorite trailer, but I would definitely say it's better than, like, remembering the other 80s movies we've done, like Friday the 13th. Like, it's on par with all of those.
Oh, I totally agree. It just I'm so happy that it's October and that we are in that realm. So I'm excited to watch all things classic.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's dive into the box office numbers. So Halloween 2 debuted at the box office on October 30th, 1981. The film was distributed by Universal, which did not distribute the original. So this was a jump up. And you mentioned earlier, it looks like more of a bigger budget. So the original, if you remember from our first episode, was about $300,000 all in. This production budget's $2.5 million, so almost 10 times what they had on the original. Halloween 2 would open number one at the box office, bringing in $7.4 million opening weekend. In week two, they would drop to the number two spot, bringing in another $4.4 million, and the 10-day total up to $14.2 million on that $2.5 million budget. JD, thoughts on the first 10 days?
Yeah, that's a very healthy, respectable 10 days for sure.
Why do you think, and I understand doing it on October 30th, but why do you think they did maybe do this like October 15th or 16th, like 2 weeks ahead, so that you had that 2 weeks before, the week before, and then the week of, where you get 3 big weeks at the box office?
See, I thought the same last week when we did Saw 2 and it came out on October 28th.
Right. I mean, they did great, but I mean, 7.4 in 81 is probably not all that different than 30 million in 05. So it's probably pretty similar if you add in inflation. I guess if that's the case, then they know what they're doing. But I would think from a studio standpoint, you want to get 3 good weeks out of that.
Right.
Because people are still going to go to the theater around Halloween wanting to see a Halloween movie.
Of course.
That's the whole point. Do you think the schoolyard effect was in play here?
I want to say yes, but not as great as we would hope.
Okay. That's a great guess because, I mean, 5 weeks, they'd be in December and we're looking at Christmas movies that you're competing against at that point. So they would spend all 5 weeks in theaters in the top 10. And then after that, completely out of cinema. Halloween 2 would bring in a domestic total of $25,533,818 with no international numbers. JD, final thoughts on the box office numbers there?
Yeah, this is a great movie, and I'm glad that it was respected and taken in well in the box office.
Yeah. So although it didn't really compare to the original, which did $47 million, it was a big success in its own right, beating the other films that came out in the early 80s, in 81 actually. Friday the 13th Part 2 did $21 million. Omen 3 The Final Conflict did $20 million, and The Howling did about $18 million. So Halloween 2 still at the top of the list as far as horror movies goes.
Oh, yeah.
Now, let's talk about what was in theaters on October 30th, 1981. We've got Halloween 2, the number one. Number two, The French Lieutenant's Woman. Number three, Arthur. Number four, Only When I Laugh. Number five, Looker. Number six, Paternity. Number seven, True Confessions. Number eight, Raiders of the Lost Ark in our archives. Number nine, Rich and Famous. And number 10, Body Heat. We weren't even born when this came out. Any standouts for you, JD, outside of Raiders of the Lost Ark?
No, I think that's the only one.
Okay. I mean, honestly, I've never even heard of any of the other movies. I guess tweet me your hate if you're a huge fan of some of these. Maybe we've got a bunch of the French Lieutenant's Woman fans out there. I just don't see the translation. Let's talk about the critic and audience response here. So as always, we'll use Rotten Tomatoes. JD, how do you think the critics received Halloween 2?
Ooh, I'm a little up in the air. Again, this is two sequels in a row that we're doing.
Right.
And so in our experience, sequels are never as good as the originals.
Very true.
So I feel that the critics probably sat down in 1981 and rolled their eyes a little bit, because I know horror movies never get the love that they deserve. So I want to say, but it's a good movie. I like this movie. Again, I haven't seen it in a while. I don't know. I'm just going to go in the middle. I'm going to sit on the fence and say 50%.
Okay. All right. Good. So the actual percentage was 31% from the critics. What do you think the audience put it at?
72.
Okay. You're not far off there. The audience was 67.
Oh.
So pretty close there. Now, real quick, let's go through, and you know, we're gonna get into the sequels, but I mean, you half the time don't remember what we talked about yesterday. So I'm confident that you won't remember 12 months from now. What do you think in the franchise would be the number two best received movie in the franchise?
That's so tough. This movie goes through so many ups. This franchise goes through so many ups and downs. Like, there are so many fantastic movies, and there are so many just straight up silly movies. But we get Paul Rudd as canon.
Yep.
I'm just going to say H2O and just.
Nice guess, man. It is actually H2O. However, the tomato meter is already out on the new movie, which is at 85% right now.
Oh,
so that one's right up there with the original, which was 93. H2O was at 52. After that, it's actually Season of the Witch is 43, and then Halloween 2, and then 4, and then the zombie movies got crapped all over. Lowest rated one in the franchise, The Curse of Michael Myers, Halloween 6. I would have thought for sure Halloween Resurrection, starring Busta Rhymes, but apparently not.
God, Busta,
did that take a bad turn or what?
Hey, do not crack on Busta.
I'm sorry, I got to. Now, let's talk about some of the critics here and how they responded. We have our old buddy Roger back this week, so he gave the film 2 out of 4 stars and said, it's a little sad to witness a fall from greatness. And that's what we got in Halloween 2. JD, your thoughts?
Yeah, I think that's a pretty, you know, riding the middle of the road to say it's a fall from greatness. It's not knocking it for its own merits, but it's saying it's not the original.
Yeah, I don't feel like it's that big of a fall from grace. Again, I haven't watched this in a long time. Maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah, but you have to put the first movie on that pedestal so high.
Right.
I mean, that's a movie that defined and really worked to create what the slasher genre is.
Yeah, I would imagine, like, and I'm hoping we're going to do this maybe in November, because Creed 2 is coming out, that we'll finally get into some Rocky. But I would imagine, like, Rocky and Rocky 2, there's probably a fall from grace, even though I think Rocky 2 is awesome.
Yeah, I think you're exactly right.
Yeah. Fair point. Janet Maslin of the New York Times gave a better review, 3.5 out of 5 stars, and says Halloween 2 is good enough to deserve a sequel of its own, which it never did get. JD, what do you think?
Well, it's what I think is exciting about what they're doing with the new movie, is sort of rebooting and hoping to remedy that fall from grace status and taking a great concept and bringing it back to the audience that loves it.
Awesome. So when we dive into the full review, what do you look forward to most?
Just revisiting. I want to keep in mind that it's called The Fall from Grace. I think that's a great way of sort of positioning this movie. And, you know, I've always watched it as a direct continuation, which is how the trailer positions it too, saying more from the night he came home. I want to watch this movie and examine it for its own merits.
Awesome. Well, as always, guys, make sure to subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, YouTube. It's totally free. Just click that button. That'll make sure you get every episode. You can also email us at backintimepodcast@gmail.com. But that's it. It's time to climb back into the DeLorean, punch in today's date, and return back the present day. We'll see you with the full review later in the week.
Yeah, just keep that in there then.
Perfect.
Just say generic.